The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. This is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you remember the two words we talked about on Ash Wednesday that starts with L?
Love and?
Okay, love and?
Listen.
Love and listen. Okay, so let's see if you listen to the story that Jesus told today. Who can start telling me how the story started?
Well, it started when a servant couldn't pay his debt and his master forgave him.
Okay. What did the servant ask first? Let's see, somebody else. Okay.
He said, "Have patience on me and he will return the debt full."
Okay. So the servant first did not ask the master forgive his debt. He told him, "Just give me more time and I will pay you," right? Now, if you were that master, would you have done the same thing? Do you think that was the right thing to do? No. Why not?
Because it's not very nice to do something like that. You should just give him another chance.
Okay, but he did give him another chance, right? But you think he should have given him another chance? I mean, he promised to pay the money back. Oh, what about you guys in the back? Yes. Walk over here.
First of all, I wouldn't really have slaves, but I wouldn't think it was necessary to do it.
Okay. Okay, she's saying really it wasn't necessary to do it. Maybe he should have given him more time and then he could pay back the money.
I would let him pay overtime.
Okay, so you also would let him pay, okay. Anybody agrees with what the master did?
say it's okay and you don't have to pay.
Okay, why would you say that?
I don't have a reason.
Okay. You know, it's easier if it's not your money, right? Think if it's your money. Okay.
I would say he has like two more days because the master, like, he needs his pay, his share too.
Okay. So it seems most, how many of you agree that he should give him some more time, not forgive the debt? Raise your hand. Okay. How many think you agree with the master that he should have forgiven him? Raise your hand. Okay. Fewer hands. Okay. Now let's see what happens next. Who can tell me what happens next?
He goes to a fellow servant and tells him to pay his debt to him, and he I don't know how to say it.
Okay, who can finish the story?
He starts choking him and demands that he pay his debt to him.
Okay. So while the master gave his servant time to pay and he actually forgave him the debt, when the master went to some other servant who owed him money, he wouldn't give him time. He's put him in jail. Now, what do you think about that?
I think that isn't fair.
Okay, that's not fair?
I think that's just saying that the other one's his favorite.
Okay.
I think it's not sanitary.
Okay, sanitary, wow. We'll have to talk more about that. Maybe your teacher in class will ask you questions.
Showing that he's not willing to forgive him.
Okay, so he wouldn't forget the person who owed him money, although his master forgave him, right? So what do you think that what Jesus is trying to teach us from this story?
Treat everybody fairly, even if they're not your friend.
Okay, treat everyone fairly, even if not your friend.
It doesn't matter if you like someone or not, you can still be nice.
Okay, be nice.
God will forgive you, but if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you.
Very good. Remember, Peter started by asking Jesus, how many times should I forgive someone? And what Jesus is trying to teach us in this, that if the master forgave his servant, although the servant did not ask for forgiveness of the debt, he just needed time, then that servant should also forgive the other servant who owed him money, right? We need to treat others like God treats us. So tomorrow you guys are going to come in for your penance service, right? You're going to ask God to forgive you. So what do you think the loving action that Jesus wants you to do today before you come to ask Jesus to forgive you?
To forgive others.
Very good. So your kind of loving action for tomorrow, today, is think of anyone who probably you need to forgive. So when you come tomorrow to ask Jesus to forgive you, Jesus knows that you are sincere and really listen to his words and put them in action.